as we come into the new year. Each of us is forced to look at the kind of lives that we've been living. I, for one, cannot say that I've lived up to the potential that God expected of me. I am ashamed of myself. The fruit that was supposed to be productive in my life far missed the mark. The expectations of my circumstances, God has been faithful, but I haven't. This webcast is not designed to make you feel guilty, because I don't want to do that. I have nothing to brag about, to boast about. I have nothing to present to him as productive from the year 2009. I have to be honest. The studio is dark. Just a few lights are on, and I'm trying to justify me saying, I hope you guys have a great new year because I had a great one. Can't do that. If my life is a picture of what the general church has been, then the scripture, Psalm 125, verse 5, is apropos for this New Year's Eve. I think it speaks volumes. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Usually at the end of the year, I look at the headlines and I kind of try to weigh those headlines and all that. But I'm not going to do that. My local newspaper's already done that. The picture of Obama on the cover and Jackson, Michael Jackson on the cover. The great beginnings and the great endings. That's the way they put it. But I can only say that my sin is ever before me. I can only say to God, blot out my transgression. You may be asking, what did you do? It isn't necessarily what I did, it's what I didn't do. Then in some cases, it was what I did. But greater than what I did is why I did it. Of course, I want you to put yourself in the middle of the scenario. There is a consequence for everything. And I can honestly say that for the first time in my Christian experience, I believe that I am witnessing God departing from me in some way or the other. And when I say that, I don't speak it. I feel good. I have good health. I have a few dollars in the bank. But as you know, as a Christian, that none of that suffices. It's not important. You want to know what's important? If I failed him in some way or the other. I guess if I would look back at the year 2009 and I would look at my own life, and if I could talk about some of the things that I can talk with you about, unfaithfulness would be the first one. I tired this year, 2009, of being consistent. Another thing that I did this year, as I look back on it, is I was double-minded in a few areas where I should have been purposeful-minded. And you know the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in what? In all of his ways. The Bible condemns me. The Bible outright condemns me. And I'm not trying to seek sympathy. I hope you're not. What I'd like for you to do is, as we leave 2009 and come into 2010, only thing I can say is, God help me. Some things in the headlines angered me. I have very cold feeling towards people that I have never, ever had. This is very disturbing to me. I don't know whether if you know what I'm talking about. Very cold feelings. I've not because of what people have said, because people have been talking about me all my Christian experience. I'm not... this isn't prompted by people's behavior. These cold feelings are coming from deep down within the cold heart of mine. Cold. I'm growing cold towards human beings. It's not good for me. It's not good for me to be that way. As a matter of fact, it's disturbing to me. Whereas once I felt deeply about people and about things, I can care almost nothing. See, I'm just talking about some of the things that I'm personally confronting. Also this year, kind of like a I stepped aside from being as adamant as I used to be about certain biblical, just thinking about my life. I kind of like stepped aside from certain biblical things. Of course, I've always tried not to judge another individual harshly because I know that everyone is confronted with issues and they have to go through these issues. I think I stepped aside on the gay issue. I stepped aside a lot in the year 2009 in my trying to be conciliatory. And I didn't quote enough what that scripture says about that. Because I think I didn't want to be seen as the hater of a group of people that we're becoming more and more powerful in the society that I live in. I've analyzed that lifestyle very close, and I think too close. What else can I talk about to help you guys out? I'm still in the place where I'm very happy or pleased, if you will, with my home church situation. I'm glad we don't have a building to meet in. That's not, but I want to become more fervent in the home church setting. As fervent as I was in the other setting, as displeased with myself. I have a good group of individuals that's been listening to the Word of God, following along week after week. I have a fantastic associate minister. But here again, I feel like I've fallen short in some way or another. I guess if I would grade myself, I'd give myself a D for this year. No, a fail. So, my coming into the new year will not be a moment where I can rejoice. No, I don't do the watch night thing anymore. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in so much stuff that I used to do when I was in the organized religious thing. And I guess some would say, well, see, that's the problem with you guys that are going independent, because when you get so far out there, we need to hold you in check. I've become somewhat cynical over the years about that, about people like that. I think that American Christianity in general has given itself into the idea of a business institution. I guess one of the last headlines that a lot of people have been sending me today was the headline of Rick Warren and his Saddleback Church being about $900,000 short and begging the folk for money. Well, a pimp is what a pimp does. But then when I say things like that, I think of my shortcomings and I feel terrible myself about me in ministry. And it's not about money, because it never has been about money with me. I guess in the year 2010, and I don't make New Year's resolutions, I really don't. If anything, what I'd like to do is, I wish I had a copy of the song, Take Me Back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first met you. That's where I'd like to go. I don't like what I see about the church coming into the year 2010. Really don't. Don't like it at all. Not only do I not like it, I don't like me. Now, there's a lot of things that could add to this webcast: the death of a dear close friend, the coldness that I experience towards people. And I'm meeting tonight with a group of friends. I believe friends that love me. Not necessarily church people. Some of them are Christians. But I will meet with them, and I'll see the new year come in. We won't be reading Bibles. No. As a matter of fact, what I'll probably do is go out in the backyard of their home, call my daughter, and tell her that I love her, and say Happy New Year to the family. I hope, as I said in this dark Lucy Coleman studio, I hope that next year, I would be able to present a better report. I honestly just feel terrible. Maybe it's, you know, a bout of my depression. Maybe it's, you know, but it's me, people. It's not you. It's not you. It's not your lack of prayers. It's not your lack of being what you ought to be that makes me sad. I'm not going to do it. It's me. It's me. It's me. I don't know. Maybe if I can speak with some of you older Christians out there, you know, when you get to be a certain age. Let me put it this way, because I've always been very transparent and very right up front with you in my webcast. I don't pretend very well. I don't pretend. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not going to pretend to you like I'm perfect. I don't want to be the perfect example for you. I think that the perfect example, whenever I read in my Bible, is Christ, my Lord, not people like me. I think that's I want to live my Christian life to the best of my ability, to the best. And the more I attempt to do so, the further I see that I'm away from the mark that he called me to attain. And that's beginning to get to me. I know how to do Bible study. I know what the Bible says. I do the exegesis. I've listened to foolishness. You've heard some of the stuff that I have up on my website on the main page. But I don't feel good about me at all. I'm not trying to get you to feel that way about yourself. If you scored an A or a B, good for you. Since I teach philosophy and I had to fail some of my students because they didn't make the grade, well, I fail the Lord. And that diminishes me. If anything, I want the love back. Better end it right there. Because that's the way it feels in the studio. It feels like nothing. I can't say anything else. Have a blessed new year. As much as we know how, let's follow God. I'm okay. I get like this because I'm not one of those happy-go-lucky pastors that's trying to make you feel good. That's where I am on this December 31st, 2009. Some of you may think that I need to spend many hours in prayer, repenting of my debauchery and my sin. I need to do that in 10 seconds. I don't need hours. See, I know what my own personal sins are, just like you know what yours are. I think that Christianity is when a man or a woman talks about it like this and is thoroughly transparent with it. Lord God, it's still one of the most difficult things in my life to live day after day after day after day without failing you. I'm so sorry. Happy New Year to my friends, to your families. Strive with me to live up to the standard, which is the Word of God. I'm fine. Please don't send me emails trying to encourage me. I'm fine. I'm going to go to the New Year's party. We'll probably watch a crazy movie. They'll have their loved ones there with them. And I'm taking no one with me. I'm there all alone. And I'll just go out in the backyard and call my daughter and her husband. You have a happy new year. Lord willing, I'll see you next year.